Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016, and this is episode 151 of The Big Show. And as ever, I do want to say thank you so much for tuning in. It is always, always a pleasure to have you here, and I really do appreciate the fact that you show up each and every week to participate in the conversation we're having about where digital's heading and how you can use digital most effectively to grow your brand and business. Now, one of the things we've talked about a lot, that I've talked about a lot here on the show, really gets into a series of core trends. Because really what we're talking about with digital is the way your customers' behaviors have changed over time. And as I see it, there are really a handful of trends, six trends, that really shape customer behavior and what it is they expect, what it is they do differently, and that changes the way you need to respond and react to them. And as I often talk about, anticipate, analyze, and adapt to them. Now, the first of these, which I've talked about many, many times, is the fact that we live in a world of internet everywhere. You've probably heard me say a number of times that your customers no longer go online. They are online. With the growth of broadband and mobile and sensors, right, the Internet of Things, we've really entered a world where no one is ever truly disconnected. And that continual connection changes your customers' behaviors. It really sets the stage for each of the subsequent trends and sort of out of necessity has to drive your response. It's a reality where your customers take for granted, much as I talked about last week, that they can be connected anywhere at any time and can accomplish their goals anywhere at any time, assuming you allow them to. And the companies that do a good job of that, and I'm looking at people like Uber, I'm looking at people like Google, I'm looking at people like Facebook, I'm looking at people like Netflix. So folks who are in the, typically I would think of as in the AgFam group, so Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft. But you can certainly include Netflix in there. You can certainly include Uber in there. They've done a great job of taking it for granted as well that their customers will constantly be connected and supporting those customers' needs at every step in the journey. Now, in a world where people are constantly connected, they're also continually looking for information about products and services that they need to accomplish their goals every day. And so really, it's your job to help them answer their core questions. And it's why I've said for some time, we're all publishers now. Right? We've talked a lot about content marketing in recent weeks. But the simple fact is, you're in the business of helping your customers answer their questions. Your customers are constantly swimming and possibly drowning in content streams and rivers and floods. Both you and your customers act as content consumers and publishers, and you're creating and commenting and curating and consuming mass quantities of content. When you learn to both cut through the clutter and help your customers navigate that, that's actually something that's going to separate market leaders from those that fall behind. So you have to think like a publisher and answer your customers' core questions and understand your customers' core questions clearly so that you can actually help them accomplish the things that they need to do. Of course, when we live in a world where there's all this content, and not just the content that you create, but also the data trails that get left behind as people make their way around the social and mobile web, we've entered a world of radical transparency. As you know, almost every single bit of information exists on demand at the tap of a button. And that, again, shapes your customers' expectations and their worldview. I think I've talked before about sites like TripAdvisor and Angie's List and plenty of others that make it possible for your customers to find all the information they want. All their information appears pretty much instantly to any interested party. So your customers really have the ability to know as much about your products and services and prices, your competitive strengths and your weaknesses, your values and your value, as your employees do. And they've really got greater incentive to use that information to drive purchase decisions. Of course, that transparency is a double-edged sword from a consumer point of view, because it provides you with tons of information about your competitors and your customers alike. So you and your employees and your customers really have to navigate a world of such radical transparency to succeed at accomplishing your goals. And that really drives the next trend, which is the need for deep customer insights. You know, one huge byproduct of this transparent world is the enormous stream of behavioral data. Your customers leave this distinct set of digital footprints every time they interact with your products and with brands and with information and with other individuals online. And obviously, we've talked plenty about big data, but really converting that data, big and small, into deep insights about your customer's intent ensures that you can actually help your customers accomplish their goals. We talked about seamless customer experiences a couple weeks ago. And we talked last week about not chasing the next big thing. You can actually help your customers succeed at their goals and produce pretty big results. Of course, you also have to protect their privacy and ensure that you're, you know, complying with any of the varied shifting regulatory and legislative schemes in your environment. But if you can do that well and use that data to actually anticipate your customers' needs and provide them better service, you really position yourself for a much more successful place in the market. The next big trend we want to talk about is disruption and disintermediation. Just as I talked about a moment ago, companies like AgFam, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, companies like Netflix, companies like Uber, they've done a really, really good job of living those earlier trends that we talked about and using them to their advantage to disintegrate value chains, existing value chains. So digital has this great benefit that you can use it to quickly put a value chain together, but it absolutely disintegrates those value chains and allows people to chip away at areas where it might not be in your core, where you may not be as successful. So paying attention to the disruptors and the disintermediators in your industry and in your market and in your community and how they interact with your customers and the roles that they're trying to usurp from you with your customers are going to give you the right kind of insights of where you can and should both compete with these folks and cooperate with these folks, because it's really become a hugely important component in developing your successful marketing strategy. How do we use these people as appropriate channels? And where are the places where we simply want to walk away, where we simply want to leave them to their own devices? And then the last trend we really need to pay attention to is what I call the changing of the guard. Obviously, baby boomers in North America really once were the holy grail for business. They were a large audience. They were easily reached by relatively concentrated media channels. But the aging of baby boomers and the oncoming midlife crises of Gen X and the coming of age of millennials and the growth of connectivity in emerging markets further fragments this very complicated marketplace, and it introduces threats and opportunities that really were unimaginable to us just a few years ago. And of course, these shifts also affect your workplace, as these demographic cohorts represent your company's future employees and future leaders. So your job really is to understand and embrace the varying value sets among this culturally diverse and geographically distributed customer base to find, attract, and retain customers and employees alike. And customers who absolutely take these other trends for granted. They absolutely assume that we live in a world where all of this is true, where we have the internet everywhere, where we're all publishers now, where we live in a world of radical transparency and deep customer insights and disruption and disintermediation, and the changing of the guard comprising an ongoing component of that overall experience. So obviously, as we've talked about on the podcast plenty of times in the past, and as we will talk about plenty of times in the future, these are the core trends that are driving customer behavior over the coming years. These are the things that are going to drive how your business succeeds, or may not, if you can't get on the front side of them and help your customers accomplish their goals. These are the trends that are shaping your customers' behavior, and ultimately, shaping your business results as you go forward this year and beyond. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode and an archive of all of our past episodes at timpeter.com/podcast. Again, you can find that at timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. I want to also remind you, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim Peter Associates. And on Twitter under my Twitter handle of @TCPeter. So that's twitter.com/@TCPeter. And of course, if you prefer, you can just shoot me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week, a terrific weekend, and I will look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.